Hello, I hope you're having a wonderful day and that you had a wonderful weekend as well. Today, I am sharing on being a manager of our home economy and what that looks like as far as stewarding our finances and resources. And I mentioned in my last video on Friday some of the sales that are coming up and that are happening, and they will all be linked in the description box below. But the Perfect Supplements sale that I had mentioned, I will share about that at the end of the video. So if that's what you're here for, that'll be at the end of the video. Also, some of you after listening to this video might not even want to listen to that sale because it might be more of a blessing to not know the sale exists. So I'll save that for the end of this video. But my hope is to encourage you when it comes to being a steward of our resources and a steward of our finances by how we spend our money and how we save our money. Because a lot of being a homemaker is being a steward of our resources. That's why I love the concept of the home being an economy. When you quit your job to come home, or you get married and become a homemaker and a wife, there is this weird picture that a woman at home just dilly-dallies and is bored and is consuming and watching TV or going and getting her nails done and going and spending money and just being a consumer. And that may be the case in some households. That might be what happens. But as a homemaker and a wife, there's always ways that we can be the Proverbs 14:1 woman, which is the wisest of women builds her home, and a foolish woman tears her home down. And I think that verse could go in many different directions. We can tear our homes down by our words, by our emotions, or lack of control over our emotions, or we can tear our homes down by being wild spenders. Or we can build our home by being frugal and prudent and wise with our resources. That will look unique to every household. Every household is unique. The income levels are unique for every household, no matter how much money you're bringing in. As a wife, we can be a good steward in every single season. I've said before, but I am so grateful that when Scott and I got married, he wasn't allowed to work because he was an immigrant. Still is an immigrant, but he has his green card. He's here legally. But his first year in America, he wasn't allowed to work. I was working, and we really had to live very frugally. But I'm so grateful for seasons of doing without, because I feel like that has carried into, for the rest of your life, you're gonna know how to be a steward with little. And I think that that is a huge blessing, to know how to live within your means. And that's why I love it. For me, it is so motivating to think of our home as an economy to be stewarded. Having that mindset when I quit my job, stopped making money to be home full time, having the concept of the home as an economy has given me so much inspiration for my role and purpose in being a wife and homemaker. That what I'm doing every day makes a significant difference as to whether I am building up our home or if I'm tearing it down. And I was someone who was not good with finances. When I was single, I really struggled with spending or not making enough money, and just had a fear of money. A lot of times I didn't want to know what was in my bank account, and then I kind of brought those mindsets into marriage where I just had this fear of money. So I had this fear of finances. But there's two things that really helped me. One, like I said, was understanding the home economy and that I am a part of our home economy. And if you're new here and you haven't heard of any of the other videos about the home economy, I'm bringing back my little, actually not so little, my huge old dictionary from 1892. It is the most beautiful book. It is falling apart, but I love it so much. So in this book, the word economy is defined as the management, regulation, and government of a family or the concerns of a household. That's what the word economy meant. That the word economy is not used in that way today. The word economy is often, if you say the economy is going well, you think of the government economy. You think of world economy, country economy, like, oh, stock or grocery prices or home prices. But you don't actually think of our home as the economy. That is what the word economy actually means in 1892. That is how it was defined, was management, regulation, and government of a family or concerns of a household. The second definition is the management or expenditure of money. And then the third definition is a frugal and judicious use of money, that management which expends money to advantage and incurs no waste. Frugality in the necessary expenditure of money. Isn't that so helpful to think about? That was the original use of the word economy, was all within the home, the household, the family. And so stay-at-home wives were very much a part of this home economy and managing that by how we spend our money. And for me, what helped me with thinking of money in a positive light instead of being afraid of money was this game. So we bought this actually for my brother-in-law for Christmas, played it. It must have been 2018 that we bought this as a Christmas gift. We played it with him, and then it helped me so much just seeing the concept of how the game was worked out that we ended up buying it for ourselves. And this is a game by Robert Kiyosaki. It's inspired from his book, Rich Dad, Poor Dad. I'm not gonna go into the whole thing, but you get a career, you have debt that you need to pay off, or home management expenses, and all kinds of stuff. So you're given a character. It's kind of like the game of life, but money. And then you're also given a ledger, and then as you're playing the game, you make money, but then you have to spend money. Things come up that are unexpected, but what helped me was this tracking system. I feel like a light bulb went off when we started playing this game was, wait a second, what if I thought of money as a game to win or lose? And I love board games. I think that they're so much fun. And so having this mindset of money being a game motivated me so much to want to win at the game of money. And that was so helpful for me. And at the same time, we started understanding buying in bulk, buying from auctions, saying no to things, putting limits on ourselves. I remember the first time I walked into a Marshall's and walked in, looked around, did not see what I was there for, and walked out without buying anything. And Scott came home from work and I told him, I went to Marshall's and I did not buy anything. That was back in 2018 when I had quit my job. And to me, it was this huge accomplishment because I couldn't imagine walking into a Marshall's and not buying anything. But it was that feeling of winning, of I did not spend money that I did not need to spend. Or when it came to buying our food in bulk, it was this mind-blowing thought of, wait a second, we're buying all of this food so much cheaper and we're gonna need it anyways, so we might as well now buy it. I've told this story before, but we had a Whole Foods moving, a Lucky's closing, and a Fresh Thyme closing. So all organic health food places closing in one summer when we lived in Kentucky. The first place that was closing was the Whole Foods, or moving, and they had a big sale. And we went through the line. The people in front of us had tons of stuff they were buying. I specifically remember them buying diapers, and they had spent $1,000 on all these things, and Scott and I walked out. All we had was shampoos, conditioners, and a few supplements. And we walked out, and our jaws were on the floor, and we were like, that is how you do it. I mean, that spending $1,000 was more money than we even had at that point, but to spend. But we were like, if you're gonna have to buy diapers anyways, you might as well buy it when they're 70% off. So then when it came time a few weeks later for Lucky's to close and Fresh Thyme to close, we bought so much of their bulk food items because our mindset was, we need rolled oats anyways. It's so much cheaper to buy these rolled oats in bulk now because it's extremely discounted than buying a little bit now. And then that's then what led us to then we eventually found out about Azure Standard in 2020 and so on. But this mindset of winning when it comes to finances. So looking for sales, buying things when they're deeply discounted, things that you will end up needing, you might as well buy it when it's on sale. At the same time, I said in my last video, sales will always happen. Usually they come back around. A lot of times, a lot of places, sales will happen again. So it's also knowing what you need and when you need it. So sometimes wisdom could be, I'm not gonna buy anything right now, even though it's on sale. Wisdom looks like saving our money because we need our money right now for other things, or we had an unexpected expense come up that we need to deal with, and so we're just gonna go without. In Proverbs 31, it says, an excellent wife, who can find? She is far more precious than jewels. The heart of her husband trusts in her, and he will have no lack of gain. And that has come to my mind so many times when it comes to spending money. If I'm tempted to buy something that I know we do not need, that verse comes to my mind of the heart of her husband trusts in her and he will have no lack of gain. And it convicts me because I know that Scott trusts me. He doesn't control how I spend my money because we have built trust with that. He knows that I have been a wise steward with our finances. And it really is from thinking of money as a game. And I am a pretty competitive person when it comes to games. And so when I think of it as a game, it's been so helpful for me. And I want to win at our finances. And so let this verse stay in your mind when you're spending money. That's how you build trust in your marriage and in your relationship, is by being a good steward of your resources, to where Scott does trust me with how I spend the money that he makes. And there are times when I bring stuff up to him and he says no. And I have to be okay with him saying no. It's also learning to receive no. That I had asked him a few months ago. I was like, you know what? I saw this really cool. It was a type of a GoPro camera. And I sent him a text of this GoPro. It was on sale. And I was like, look at this. What do you think about getting this? And he was like, I don't think we need that right now. And at first I was like, oh man, like I really want this thing. And the more I thought of it, I was like, you know, I don't need that. For all my videos, I use my iPhone. In a few videos, I've been using the camera that we bought in 2016 after we got married. We bought ourselves a wedding gift of this like a DSLR camera, but I've been using that. It's 8 years old, but it works perfect. And so learning contentment and learning to say no to things that you don't need. And so that's why I am hesitant when it comes to all of these sales that are coming up in November. I have a lot of affiliate links with places that I love. I only share things with you, things that I really like, things that we use every day, things that add value to our home economy. I also feel, I said in my last video, hesitation sharing sales, because I think when you quit your job to stay home, there are sacrifices that you have to make in your household. And so there are seasons where you say no to buying things, even though it is on sale. There has been many times still, I mean, we go without with a lot of things. We went 2 years without a second vehicle because we were saving money and spending money on other things, buying a house. And so just because something is on sale doesn't mean you need to buy it. And that's why I didn't want to share any of the sales at the beginning of the video, because if you've watched it all the way up to here and you and your husband have goals and buying things on sale in November isn't adding value to your goals, then I don't want my videos to make you struggle with discontentment. And I would even ask God to give you contentment, because he's done that for me when I've prayed and said, God, I know I'm dealing with want right now. Can you please help me with contentment in this season? Or help me with seeing beauty in the things that I have, or making beauty from the things that I have, being creative with the things that I have. That is a good prayer for any season. No matter how much money you're making, I think we can always be resourceful. When we first got married, like I said, we did not have a lot of money at all. We actually, the second place that we lived, so when we got married, we moved into it was actually a slave quarters of this old mansion in Lexington, Kentucky. We had a friend that knew this old couple who lived in this beautiful home, and the house had a slave quarters that we lived in. which we loved. It was really cool. But it was fully furnished. And so we lived there, and then we had to move out because the man had found out he had health issues and he needed family to come and live in the space that we were living in. So everything happened real fast, and we had to move out almost immediately. And we were desperately trying to find a place to live. And so we had a friend from church that owned a property management company, and he owned a whole bunch of campus houses. And so he had told Scott, I have a house that's open, but it'll only be open for 2 months. So you can live there in the meantime of trying to find a more permanent place to live. We couldn't find any other options. So that's what we ended up doing. It was this little tiny brick square house, 2 bedrooms. We moved all of our stuff into it, and which wasn't a lot. And we had nothing. Our mattress was given to us from my brother-in-law, my sister's husband. He gave us our mattress that was laid on the floor. We had to go buy TV tables, and that's what we ate off of. We sat on boxes for dinner and ate on TV tables, and we left all of our stuff in boxes because we weren't going to unbox everything for 2 months. And that's how we lived. And that it was during that season that I started a, before we moved, when we were at the older couple's house, I had started growing herbs, and so we moved with our herbs in pots. And Scott had said to me, lack of resources creates resourcefulness. And that has always stuck with me, because we did have a major lack of resources. We didn't even have chairs, but we were resourceful, and we used the boxes that were full of books, because that is something that we did have, was books, and that's what we sat on. And so having that mindset of a lack of resources creates resourcefulness, no matter your income, is so helpful, because we can always be resourceful. So I hope that that encourages you with, no matter where you are with finances, that we can be good stewards, and thinking of our home as an economy that we get the honor of managing. The wisest of women builds her home, and the heart of her husband trusts in her. He will have no lack of gain. So I pray that this makes being frugal fun, and that it makes it a game. So I did say I was going to share on the Perfect Supplements sale, and so I'm going to share a little bit about that, just because it's easier to do it in video form than the community description box. Sometimes I feel like I can get kind of wordy, but they are having their Black Friday sale early. If you haven't heard of Perfect Supplements, they sell supplements, but they have their own brand, which is Perfect Supplements products, and all their Perfect Supplements products are 27% off. And you can stack my code HOMEWITHKELLY10 on top of that at checkout when you enter your coupon code, and that will take an additional 10% off. So normally on their website, if you buy 6 or more of their Perfect Supplements products, you can get 25% off, and then you can still stack my code on top of it. So now it's 27% off. So it is a higher discount than they normally do. And you don't have to get 6 products. You can get less than that. But if you spend more than $99, you get free shipping. This sale starts Tuesday, ends on Thursday night. But if you're watching this on Monday night, I would suggest you check out the website and see if there's anything on sale yet. Sometimes it does, so that's something that you can look at if you are seeing this video on Monday. And don't forget at checkout to enter HOMEWITHKELLY10. That does give me a little bit of a commission, so it is a huge blessing. I'm gonna share some of my favorite products with you. I get all of my collagen from them. I put this in our smoothie every single morning, and then every night, we during the summer, we do like a healthy milkshake. And then in the winter, which we've already started doing ever since it started getting cold in the evening, we do hot chocolate, and so I add that at night too. And then also I add magnesium to our hot chocolate or our milkshake in the evening. And you can buy their magnesium in pill form or in powder form. And I do like having the capsules for traveling when we're going places, because it's just not realistic to use the powder. You could make your own capsules though. I have one of those capsule making machines. So if you wanted to do that, you could just use the powder to make your own capsules, but I just bought this bottle and take this with us when we travel. And then the powder, it comes with this little serving size scoop, and one scoop is half of a teaspoon, and that is all you need. So I will add a scoop of that to our hot chocolate in the evening, along with the collagen. Also with the collagen, I will sometimes add this to our pancake mix or to brownies if I want to up the protein, because there is 10 grams of protein per one scoop. And I'll show you the scoop size. That is the scoop size. So you get a lot out of this. Another thing that I buy from them in powder form and in capsule form is the desiccated beef liver. So if you've been around for a while, we for a while would cut up raw beef liver, freeze it on trays with parchment paper, and put raw beef liver frozen in our smoothie. We did that. We started that in 2020 when we got back from South Africa, because I went to a blood specialist in South Africa and she said a way to heal the liver in Chinese medicine is to eat liver. And so we started eating raw liver in the form of frozen pieces in our smoothie. I don't know why, but I couldn't do it anymore. There's something switched in me that my stomach turned and I couldn't do it. So I don't know if my body was like, no, we're done with this. We're not going to do this anymore. But we stopped doing that. But I still wanted to get liver in our diet. So I ended up buying this desiccated beef liver in February when they had their sale. I've bought their capsule desiccated beef liver for years, because anytime we travel, that is how I would get liver in our system. And when we would go to South Africa, I didn't know if I was going to be able to source a good quality beef liver to cut up and put in our smoothie. So I just would always bring this with us. We use this as a multivitamin instead of taking a multivitamin. So in February, I ended up buying the desiccated beef liver powder, and this is what I add to our smoothie every morning. And you have to add plenty of fruit, and I do add orange juice to our smoothie. That is the way to mask the beef liver powder. If you do not add enough fruit, you will taste a livery taste. It also comes with a little scoop. Yeah, we take this every morning, and then I take the liver capsules with us when we are traveling. So on that note, when it comes to being frugal, if you do not want to spend money on desiccated beef liver, you can eat beef liver. Instead of buying the powder, you can eat the beef liver. It's probably way more economical. It just takes more work. I've tried doing that, and I do not like the taste of beef liver. I don't even like liver pate. I've tried making it so many times and tried to get myself to like it, and I just can't do it. I cannot eat it for some reason. So for me personally, this is a way of getting beef liver in. But if you want to get beef liver in a more economical way and still get all the health benefits, then you can eat beef liver and not spend money on the supplement form of it. Same goes with collagen. If you don't want to buy collagen powder and spend money on collagen powder, but you still want collagen, make your own bone broth. Bone broth has so much collagen, and we do that. Every time I cook chicken, I always save the bones, and we make bone broth and get that beautiful gelatinous bone broth. It is amazing. So you don't have to buy collagen powder to get collagen in your system. For us, I do notice it is helpful, and it's a way for me to consistently get it in our diet by having the powder, collagen, and the beef liver. But you don't have to buy the supplement form, obviously. And then the last item that I get from them is the gelatin. And this is what I use to make marshmallows. I have a video on how I make the marshmallows below. I've had some comments of people saying they have done it, but it hasn't worked for them. And my tip is, if you're gonna make marshmallows, you have to cook that water, that sugar water or honey water, for a while. It will feel like you are stirring that mixture for a long time before you pour it into your gelatin. If you underheat up that sugar water, maple water, or honey water mixture, if you underheat it, if it doesn't reach a certain temperature, or if you don't do it long enough, then your marshmallows will not get nice and fluffy. You need to make sure you heat that long enough. Every time I make marshmallows, I feel like it takes a long time, that part of the process of mixing. So don't ever think like, oh, I'm doing this for too long. You're not doing it for too long. You're probably needing to do it a little bit longer. If you don't know what I'm talking about, you can watch that video and you'll see what part of the process I'm talking about. It's when you're mixing the water on the stove with the sweetener that you use. But this is what I use to make my marshmallows and my gummies. When it comes to the marshmallows that I make does not have corn syrup. And I think if you want to make marshmallows for making s'mores over a campfire, then I think you have to make the corn syrup kind. I've never made marshmallows with corn syrup, but I think that that is the secret ingredient to making marshmallows for s'mores. The marshmallows that I make, they dissolve. Even in hot chocolate, I love the way that they taste in hot chocolate, but they dissolve pretty quickly. Or if you want to make sweet potato casserole, you can put that on top, but it also will dissolve pretty quickly. But I still like the texture that happens when they melt. So it isn't your normal marshmallow, but I personally think it's better. I love it. It's delicious. I will link that recipe below. And with all these things, I will have my link below and I'll list all of these things out if you want a better reference. This sale will end Thursday night. And don't forget to use Home with Kelly 10 to get an additional 10% off your order. And then also Pact, if you're watching this on Monday, their sale, 40% off their website, ends tonight. And it actually is a really good sale. I bought some stuff and thank you to everyone who uses my link. It is a huge blessing. So thank you for doing that. And iHerb also still has their sale going. If you missed my last video sharing all the things that I get from iHerb, that's also happening. So yeah, that's everything. I hope that this video inspires you with your role in building your home economy and that it can be fun to save money and that there is a rewarding feeling to saying no to things when it's better to look to the future and think, you know what, I'm gonna say no now so I can say yes down the road. So knowing where your money is going, tracking your finances, thinking of money as a game, those are all things that has helped me when it comes to being a keeper of the home and learning to be a frugal and prudent wife. So I pray that this is a blessing to you and I hope that you have a wonderful rest of your day. If you liked today's episode, please consider leaving a rating and review. It is very helpful, and I hope that you enjoy your day. God bless you.